Among those movements, of course, could be, if you were so lucky and so inclined, to work from home in Mauritius. For those of us who maybe if you are not an essential business or if you can work from home, if you wanted to, you could get yourself a work from home visa to head over to the island state. I'm joined next by Zainab Bouzian, who is an immigration specialist at Expat Web. This is today's Wanderlust Wednesday.
Breakfast with Refilwe Emolato
on Cape Talk.
Zainab, welcome to the show. What an exciting prospect that you're telling us about today. Good morning.
Good morning, Refilwe, and good morning to all the listeners. Exciting news. Mm-hmm.
It's quite exciting. This is just two hours time difference. It's an island state that has incredible amenities to offer and beautiful vistas, and they are offering a premium long stay visa program. Tell us a little bit about the details here.
Yes, so basically, it's the close proximity from South Africa, which making it more attractive. Currently, and as you may know, Mauritius has been offering occupational permits for investors. From everywhere. I mean, investors can go invest their monies within Mauritius and get automatically a 10-year residency permit. But we just felt that the government is giving a chance maybe to people to think it twice and to think on whether they want to retire or they want to invest by giving that premium visa, which is normally valid for 1 year. The visa is actually a very, very easy visa to obtain. Like what I said, it is valid for 1 year. And basically the way how it happens is that you get your 1 year visa, you go there, you can stay in Mauritius for up to 180 days, you can assist the labor market, you can be a tourist, or you can do whatever, what you need to do in Mauritius before that you even invest or before you take the decision on retiring in Mauritius. So this is the aim of it. Yes?
Help me understand with a little bit greater detail when you say assist the labor market. Do I not have to show up with my own contract and show proof of the fact that I have a job here in South Africa?
No. So basically the way how it works is that when you want to obtain that premium visa, the main requirements that you need to provide to the economic board will be the proof of your accommodation as well as the proof of your sufficient funds. And if you are to prove that you can sustain yourself whilst you are in Mauritius, then you get the 1 year premium visa. You get to Mauritius, it's like a tourism visa, but it's a long-term residency visa, if I can say it that way. And that will enable you to first work remotely, meaning that if you have a business in your home country and you still want to work on it remotely, you can do that. You can't assist the labor market. That means that you can't go and look for employment. But the reason that I feel that this is provided and this is starting to be issued, it's mainly to encourage the investment options that are currently in place in Mauritius.
Okay. So you can't assist the labor market. All right. It's valid for a year, but the length of stay is 180 days.
Yes.
What are the tax implications, for example, if I'm working remotely, from South Africa?
Okay. So basically, in Mauritius, if you are to stay above a period of 183 days, then you become tax liable. But under this visa, because you don't have
work rights,
you're not going to have a business there, tax is not going to be applicable in your case. And the tax that needs to be paid is mainly the tax in your home country, because your business is still in your home country and you're still running the business. So you are entitled to tax to the tax man here in the country.
I mean, let's just say I want to while out, Zainab, and I don't necessarily have... I mean, does this give you rights to get a six-month lease? Or is it most likely that it's going to be a very long stay in a hotel or an Airbnb?
Look, the way how I see it is that a hotel, it won't give you like a six-month accommodation from start. I mean, you can only book for a certain day and you can keep on the renewal. But I would say that EDB will feel more comfortable if people are having agreements, rental agreements in Mauritius, to say that the person is there for, like, let's say a 4 months and can be extended, or for either 6 months from day one. And yeah, that's a permanent accommodation that you can prove to say that you have a place to stay in Mauritius and here's your rental agreement.
And is it easy to get around? I mean, you know, the north and south of the island are quite distant, and I don't know if it's possible for one to actually get a license to drive, for example. Is that easy?
Look, you can either convert your license. There is a possibility for you to convert your license, but I wouldn't advise that if your intention is just to be there for like the year and come back. But if your intention is to permanently relocate to Mauritius after that, I would advise either to convert the license or either to take another license, which is a process similar to the South African process.
I see. And then just one last question, please, Dana. When you were talking about having to demonstrate your ability to sustain yourself with sufficient funds, is there a daily minimum?
There is no minimum for now. And actually, this is the discussion that we're having with our contacts in Mauritius. There is no limitation. There is no specific amount. But I mean, clearly, if you have, like, let's say, an income from a rent from a property rental in South Africa showing for $1,000 USD, let's say, a month, or a salary that you're getting from your business of 20,000 rand, or any time of permanent income that shows that you can sustain yourself in Mauritius would do.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very helpful. Something that we're looking forward to. I mean, this is definitely something that's for the better off amongst us, but it's still a lovely opportunity. Zainab Bozian is the immigration specialist at Expat Web. Thank you so much for giving us that perspective.